Hello, everyone. This is Art Abraham. PCT is remaking itself. Over the last few months, we've experienced what could be described as a controlled burn when it comes to managing a forest. Once the burn is done, it makes way for a much healthier and robust environment. We have survived a difficult time, and our past mistakes are being used as a valuable guide moving forward. In that vein, I'd like to share the following news with you. First, the ongoing litigation with Octus has finally been settled. On Tuesday, May 9th, our attorney filed a stipulation of dismissal in the matter of PCT LTD versus Octus Fund LLC, effectively ending our dispute with Octus Fund LLC. No monetary value was derived by either side. However, we are pleased with the result of the case. Now that the matter has been successfully resolved to our satisfaction, we look forward to devoting our full energy to the success of PCT. Second, on May 8th, PCT LTD entered into a selective machines purchase agreement with Ace Jan Capital LLC. The agreement allowed PCT LTD to divest itself from its non-profitable healthcare division. The proceeds from the agreement allowed PCT to pay off significant debt. Third, 21st Century Energy has expanded its Holdenville, Oklahoma facility, which supplies fluids to surrounding oil and gas operations. There are currently 5 leased units operating in Texas and now 5 units operating in Oklahoma. Within the next 30 to 60 days, 5 to 10 more units will be shipped from our Little River, South Carolina warehouse to additional oil and gas sites in the Midwest. Also, we intend to file both the 2022 10-K and the first quarter 2023 10-Q by June 30th. So what does all this mean, especially news agreement? It means that 3 companies are becoming 2. PCT LTD's remaining operating companies are PCT and 21st Century Energy Solutions. Both companies operate with positive cash flow. We realized that healthcare was not a good return on investment for us, in that it can take up to 2 years from the initial contact to placing our machine in a hospital while eating up valuable time, energy, and capital for a small return. PCT will continue to receive monthly royalties from ACE until April 2024. Regarding equipment in existing hospitals, as well as any new hospitals ACE installs equipment. We will also continue to sell ACE fluids and receive royalties from them in other capacities beyond April 2024. PCT will continue to receive monthly payments from 2 hospitals not contracted with ACE, one through November 2023, and the other through December 2025. PCT retains all rights to its technology and patents to assemble and lease or sell its equipment to non-healthcare related entities, such as oil and gas, 21st Century Energy, agriculture, and various other major market private, commercial, and government entities. Up to this point, PCT's pursuit of the cannabis industry had been hindered by its close ties to the healthcare industry. However, the gloves have come off, and we're already in contact with several cannabis companies throughout the country. PCT's revenue plans are to strongly pursue the cannabis and agriculture markets, as well as several other major markets, as stated earlier. We are moving forward with an aggressive marketing strategy as we believe we have the strongest and most intuitive marketing team in our company's history. We intend to heavily utilize inbound marketing principles coupled with the traditional outbound. We are determined and have become very proactive in the solicitation of new business. We will leverage the search engines and their huge database to cultivate leads. PCT has already added non-payroll, commission-based sales reps for both fluids and machines who are currently working on our newly identified markets. We're using our experience, leadership, and vision to build PCT into a company that will be better, faster, and stronger. We will be updating everyone on our progress through social media and bi-monthly podcasts. Thank you for being on our team and sticking with us. We are 100% committed to success. We'll talk soon.